that you just pull open.
Mm-hmm. Pressed peach and cling peach is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the beans that you don't have to shell?
String beans, snap beans.
Okay. But what about the kinds of beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, lima beans and butter beans and a lot of different kind of beans you have to shell.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between lima beans and butter beans?
Well, butter beans used to more or less be running butter beans, but we don't see many of those today. But mm-hmm. they are real good. I saw a long fence of them here last week someplace. I think I was coming from Tallahassee. Or, no, I was going to Columbus, I believe. Anyway, and I said, oh, there's somebody that has some good beans. Because they are really better than the bunch bean.
Mm-hmm.
And the butter beans are usually colored, but they mm-hmm. do have a white butter bean. They're mm-hmm. a little larger than the lima beans.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a better flavor, in a sense, unless you get the lima beans when they're real young and tender.
Mm-hmm.
The others are the best.
What color are the lima beans?
White.
Mm-hmm.
They're all white.
And what do you call corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Roasting ears.
Okay. And this is a little animal. It looks sort of like a squirrel, only it's a little smaller. It's got dark stripes down its body.
You must be talking about a... not a possum. He has an awful scent, doesn't he?
That's what I was gonna. Black and white animal.
Mm-hmm. I know all the animals, and yet I can't call his name. Polecat.
Okay.
Or civet cat.
Civet?
Mm-hmm. But I think they're a little smaller
uh-huh.
than the regular polecats, and probably not as dark.
Uh-huh. The civet cat's the same? It gets stinks like that?
Yeah.
Too? And what about something that is small, it doesn't give off an odor? Did you ever hear of something, chipmunk or ground squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those around here?
Yeah, there's some somewhere in the woods.
What do you call those?
Well, that's what you call them.
Well, which you call chipmunk, ground squirrel, grinny?
Well, there's a flying squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And there's a regular squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's some chipmunks, too, here.
Mm-hmm. Is chipmunk a very common thing around here? Is that something you've just read about, or do they have them much around here?
No, they used to be here, but I haven't paid much attention to things like that for quite a number of years.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that's about, well, say this big, it hops around. You might hear... what might you hear making a noise around a pond at night?
Frogs.
Okay, what do you call those big ones?
Toads.
Do toads get in water?
Yeah, they all get in water.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking those real big ones.
Bullfrogs.
Okay. And the one that stays on land most of the time?
They're toads.
Okay. What about the tiny one?
Little green frog.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?